Good morning. We'll talk first about the guys that are not going to practice today. Terrell Thomas, this is his day, the day that we practice him 2 days a week, so he's not going to work today. But on the injury side, Webster's not going to work. JPP's not going to work. Brandon Jacobs is not going to work. He's scheduled to work tomorrow. And not quite sure whether Bear Pasco can go or not with the ankle. I'm sure if it's up to him, he goes. And we'll see. Prepare now to play the Green Bay Packers, an outstanding football team. Lost their quarterback in the first series against the Chicago Bears a couple of weeks ago. But I'll tell you, the backup quarterbacks have really done an outstanding job. And this Scott Tolzien, who came into the game the other day not knowing that even that he was going to play after Wallace was hurt, he led them to a 396-yard day and a day in which they rushed the ball extremely well. They rushed the ball well with Eddie Lacy against Chicago as well. But in fact, against Philadelphia, they had a ball intercepted in the end zone, as you know. Boykin ran it back to the opposite end of the field. And they also, at the end of the game, had a chance to have a touchdown, which was not quite handled. And so they were there point-blank range for two scores and didn't get them, for one for interception, one for what they ruled a drop pass. But they've done an outstanding job up front blocking the run. They're physical with the run. They are a multiple formation team offensively. They've done a nice job of adjusting what they do with the quarterback situation, and they've continued to be a very productive on the offensive side of the ball. Their defensive team is very, very aggressive, as they've always been with Dom Capers. A lot of secondary blitzes, a lot of personnel usage, multiple packages in the sub game. An attempt also to create the right individual matchups for them and the physical aspect of the game as well. They're very good up front. They're loaded up front with some big people, particularly when your base people are on the field. They're 18th, I believe, on defense, and they're third on offense still, even after the loss of Rodgers for a couple of weeks. On special teams, they have the outstanding punter and outstanding kicker. They do an outstanding job with their surprise onside kick, as Crosby showed against Chicago. He did that against us a couple of years ago in a playoff game with the Packers. So it's a good, really good football team, and we're working as hard as we can to prepare for this group.
Coach, what kind of challenge does Eddie Lacy possess, especially since they might be riding him, not wanting to give too much to Tolzien?
Well, that's the balance is the key in what they've done, and he's an exceptional power runner. They do a nice job. They're a big offensive line. You look across the board, you're going to find 320-pounders. They play four tight ends that are all pretty good athletes with good speed, and they get their wide receivers involved in the blocking as well. So Lacy's a powerful runner, and you're going to have to get a number of people to the ball in order to contain or control what he can do, because you watch him break tackles on tape.
Tom, where is JPP right now in terms of physically?
He's still sore, but he's still optimistic, and so are we.
Do you think he's got a shot to practice tomorrow, or is it something?
I would hope.
What about Corey Webster? It's been a long time for him, and he's struggled a couple of things this season. I mean, is this something you expect him to recover from sooner than later, or is this?
Well, I would hope. I thought we were over the hump a couple of weeks ago when he was able just to play a few plays, but there was an ankle injury in there, and he's still trying to recover from that.
So that's the primary thing that's keeping him out?
I think it is right now.
Tom, what do you see with your passing game? Are you concerned a little bit about the consistency?
Well, we're trying to get more consistent all the time. We talk about balance, and, I believe we will. It's that time of the year when we should. We've had exceptional games in the past, no matter what the weather was, wind, cold, rain, whatever. And I expect it to be the same, and I know the players do as well. It hasn't happened to the degree that we want it to at this point in time, but we're going to need this aspect of our offensive team as we go forward.
Tom, especially the deep shots. Your team has done well throwing over the top against the Packers in the past. That's a big part of what you want to see. What has been the disconnect there with getting the ball?
Well, not just the Packers. We've always had just as many teams do. If you study, you're going to find that a lot of the big plays come off play action, and we've done that as well. This year, it hasn't It hasn't happened to the degree that we would like it to, and it is something we notice is noticeably missing, and certainly like to improve on that as well.
Do you like the number of shots you're taking on those plays, or is it a matter of just executing?
I like winning. Okay, so whatever we have to do to win, we've always been a throw the ball down the field team. You know, we've gotten perhaps in terms of numbers a little bit away from that, although we did think we had our spot picked pretty well the other day, and it didn't work out. But we'll continue to do that.
Was there any, when Eli was struggling early with all the interceptions, was there any conscious effort to rein in the big plays and, you know, just to kind of
minimize
the turnovers?
No, not really.
How has Andre Brown bounced back from all the work on Sunday?
He was much better yesterday, and I would expect that that he'll feel, you know, he'll practice today, and he'll get, as the week goes on, he'll feel better. But I know he was much better yesterday. He came in, he was in the weight room, he was felt much better.
With the Tom, with Tolzien, do the Packers run pretty much the same offense they run with Rodgers, or is it completely different?
No, it's not completely different. It's perhaps adjusted. But I would think after last week's performance that there might be a few more ideas that would come forth that would identify with Mike McCarthy and what they've done in the past. But no, it's still very, very noticeable as the Packer offense. You know, Nelson's having a huge year, and he got the ball the other day to Nelson and Boykin down the field.
Tom, you talk about Antrell's leadership on and off the field.
Excuse me? Yeah, he's done an outstanding job. He's very, very serious about being a captain. He has shown tremendous ownership in his team. He's tried to stay positive. He's tried to do a good job either in the classroom or on the practice field, in the team meetings, special teams, whatever it might be. He's done a very good job.
For what John Connor has brought to the run game, is it just the physicality, or is it more to it that you guys have noticed since he's started to really have an impact?
Well, it's the physicality as the lead blocker, which is most noticeable, fitting in and being able to catch the ball in the flat and that type of thing. You know, he's been able to do that as well, particularly on the practice field. But as a lead blocker, that's where he's most effective, and that's basically what the strength of his game is.
Tom, when you game plan for somebody like the Packers, I mean, last year I think you had 31 points in the first half. Can you just roll out that game plan, or do you have to tweak it some, or what?
Well, it's a brand new. You always start fresh. You start all over because you have different people, different personnel, some different schemes from year to year. No two teams are ever the same. So what you may have thought was the identification of the Packer team a year ago, maybe it's not quite that in another year. So you definitely do all your work based on your off-season study, based on your 4 or 5 game breakdown. But you also pull out the most recent games that we have played against the Packers, and you take a hard look at that too, because you really need to know what they see.
When you have a quarterback,
that same holds for you. Do you think, when they look at you guys, that your identification has changed, especially the way you guys have seemingly run the ball more?
We are what we are, and this is where we are, and they see that on tape, I'm sure. But there's always the idea when they look back too to see the differences.
When you have a quarterback that you haven't played against before, do you try and find old tape of him going back
sure.
as far as you
oh,
can
yeah.
and study?
Preseason tape, et cetera, yes.
And does it go beyond preseason? Or do you?
Well, he's a two-year player, so you've got him with a couple of stops. So we put a tape together of everything we can find on him.
And at the same time, there's been several backup quarterbacks in the last 10 years that have done well, won games against your teams. Is there a reason for that? Is there something about preparing for a backup that's different?
You prepare just as you always do. Gather all the information you can, implement all that information, and decide how you're going to play that particular individual based on his strength. So, no, nothing unusual or different.
You've been lucky enough over the last few years not to be in that situation where you had to scramble to find a quarterback. You've had Eli the whole time. I mean, is that how, as a head coach, though,
how disconcerting is that when you're trying to, you go to a second string guy and he gets hurt, a third string guy? I mean, can you put yourself in those shoes?
I'd like not to, but I mean, I can understand it. But part of it, you know, part of our circumstances, and they've Green Bay's dealt with that earlier in the year. So I think you just do the best you can. You know, you just keep reloading. The difficult one, I'm sure, was the first series in Chicago, when everything is set for the first quarterback, and then, you know, your second guy doesn't take very many snaps. He's in on everything, but he doesn't take very many snaps.